If I can have your attention here in the media center, we are joined now by the Busch Light Pull Award winner for tomorrow's Cookout 400 here at Richmond Raceway, and that is Ryan Preece, driver of that number 60 Kroger Kleenex Ford for RFK Racing. Man, great run out there. Well, walk us through your qualifying lap.
Yeah, I mean, being 37th or whatever we were in practice, our objective was just see where the tire fall off went and try to manage that pace. So for me, going into qualifying and pushing the tire, pushing the grip level and all those things, you just don't know what you're going to have going into turn one. But, you know, as I've said over the past, you know, few months, just trust. Our communication as a team has grown. My trust level that I drive it in there, it's going to stick, has grown. And what I can tell you is when I drove it off into turn one, I know I got it all, because the amount of time I drove it in there versus the grip she potentially had was definitely on the limit. So felt really good, and Derek made great adjustments along with the entire number 60 RFK team, and just proud to be proud to have Kroger and Kleenex on the car this weekend.
Okay, we'll open the floor for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We're going to start with Bob and then go to Jacob.
Bob Parker, Fox Sports. We're hearing a lot of drivers talking about having to manage tires tomorrow. Is it easier or more difficult if you get out front to manage?
I definitely, especially at a place like this, would rather be out front. I think there's still some questions of how you want to do it, but I'd rather be the one leading rather than trying to have to pass people and potentially abusing the tire that way. So tomorrow it's going to be, you know, get out front, get clean air, and set my pace and take care of them. But I'd rather be out front right now.
And if you win tomorrow, first win, would you climb up on top of your car, or after what we saw last week, would you be afraid to?
Yeah, I'd climb up on top of it. I potentially might even do a backflip, but I don't think the backflip would go very well. But yeah, no, I think I'll still climb up. I'll just make sure the window nets, you know.
We're going to go to John, then to Jacob.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So talking to a couple other drivers during the bullpen after practice, they said, you know, with the amount of fall off they saw, they think it might shake up a little bit of the one-stop, two-stop strategy that everyone, you know, usually juggles with every time they come to Richmond. You know, what are your opinions on what we might see with the cooler temperatures?
You know, I think that's a great question. And I definitely think there is some truth to that. But when it comes to what strategy we choose to play, I'm going to let Derek make those decisions, because, you know, at the end of the day, he's going to be the guy that's going to be drilling, you know, the computer and trying to figure out what's going to be the best strategy. And from there, I trust him and Brent and Matt to make the right decision and give us the best opportunity to be on the best strategy, have the best track position, have the best pit stops, and execute a great race.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Ryan, based on kind of what you said to lead this off, is it safe to say after practice you were maybe a little surprised by the fact that you shot pole on that lap?
I just, not necessarily surprised. I knew Brad put down a really good lap, which made me feel a lot more confident in what the potential was going to be. But I just going into that practice, I wanted to make sure I was managing the tires right away, that there was no questions going into tomorrow if I could have done a better job in practice or how I needed to do it. So going into turn one, I leaned on some of what I drove with the modified and how hard I was pushing the pace there. And, you know, I felt like a lot of that helped me somewhat going into today. So always a good thing to get those extra laps and, you know, run modifieds when I can. But that was one of those moments that I drove it off into turn one and said, well, if she sticks, she sticks. If she doesn't, probably not going to have a great starting spot, but I'm not leaving anything on the table.
Based on what you've seen and felt with tires and what we've seen here at Richmond the last couple of years, how important do you feel now that you'll have control of the race tomorrow that's going to be, given that at least the last couple of years, passing has been a bit of a chore here?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, that's a great question. you know, passing is definitely not easy. And then when you're trying to, you know, come from 20th or 30th and having to pass people, you're just abusing the tire that much more. So I think having the opportunity to start from the pole is going to make our job quite a bit easier as far as keeping control of the race. And then from there, as far as managing tires, I think with how my car drove in the modified race, I know exactly what I don't want. So when we go into our debrief, you know, I'm sure Brad, myself, and Chris are going to have some conversations of what our cars felt like. And, you know, we'll just try and make our best adjustments to make sure we take care of those tires.
Go to your right, Steve.
Steve Post, Motor Racing Network. You talked about the word trust going down into turn number one. I think you were talking about the race car, but I'm fairly confident you're talking about the relationship you have with Derek. You've been in all kinds of relationships. Every driver loves their crew chief. Every crew chief loves their driver. But what's the bond here? What's the trust level, and how nice is it to have this bond that you have with your crew chief?
No, well, I mean, and don't get me wrong, you know, I've had good relationships in the past, but I think the biggest thing was learning that sometimes I'm my own, I don't want to put this the wrong way, but I can be my own worst enemy because I know too much. And then I start talking to myself or talking to my crew chief like a driver, but at the same time, a driver that's a crew chief, and starting to make them, you know, not necessarily believe in what they're doing. So I've really focused and emphasized on just driving the damn race car. And you know, it seems to be paying off pretty well, but, yeah, I've really enjoyed my time working with Derek, being teammates with Brad and Chris. I know I sound like a broken record when I say this, but I'm truthfully honest when I say this. It's been nice to have the knowledge and experience that Brad has had, as well as being teammates with Chris, who's, you know, he's super, super fast and raw talented. So to be able to lean on two guys that have all that, I just feel like we're in a really good spot at RFK right now.
Do we have any additional questions for Ryan? We'll go all the way back to Nolan.
Yeah, just kind of the situation currently with just a couple of races left until the playoffs start to start out on top of the pole tomorrow, kind of what's the mindset or added pressure with, you know, knowing what a win would do here for you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a great opportunity to go win the stage, get 10 points. You know, as much as I hate talking about points, especially racing against my teammate, I think he's starting 11th, so this is an opportunity to try and close back in on some of those points he put on us, but as well as an opportunity for us to execute tomorrow. You know, there's no better place than starting on the pole. And with stage one being 70 laps, it's kind of like I don't think you're going to have anybody pitting in that stage because there's no way you can make it up. So my hope is that we don't have any cautions. We run 70 straight laps. We can win that stage. And then from there, it's, you know, everybody, whoever came up with the best strategy and takes care of their tires best, seems like that's kind of what it's going to be.
Additional questions?
We got.
Let's get one for Bob here. There you go.
I haven't heard a driver think they can go 70 laps on these tires without one blowing. So that's what startled me when you say you hope to go 70 laps without a caution. Is that really realistic?
Well, I don't think you're going to see people pit 35 laps and then 35. You know, I just don't. I don't see that happening. You know, if I haven't also looked at the tire wears, so maybe you have talked to some people and they've looked at those wears, but my math would say somebody coming in and pitting after 35 laps and splitting a 70 lap stage where there's a lot of potential for cautions and putting you two laps down, the risk is too much. So from what I see and what our job is going to have to be, if it does go green, is to manage those tires and do the best you can there. So make it work.
Well, Ryan, congratulations on the great run out there, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.